welcome. I'm so glad to be here again. This has been a great weekend, right? Everyone who's been here, this has been awesome. It's been an absolute blast. Friday, we got to be here and feel this room being filled with God's Spirit and worshiping, and we get to talk about Jesus and how He brings new life. It was just awesome. Talking about fresh water and how we leave our sins behind. And yesterday morning, it was great because we got to sit with a bunch of men and just eat breakfast and laugh and talk together and laugh together and talk about life. And the women did the same thing. And that was just, it was just encouraging to be together. Just seeing people that I grew up seeing and looking up to. And last night, Micah bringing us the message about being filled with the Spirit and how it overflows to everybody else. And of course, last night, if you guys were there, we had ourselves a little basketball game. It was good. Good for you guys? At least it was good for somebody. But great night last night. And honestly, last night I felt renewed just being at the basketball game because it felt like North Street of old. And just everyone coming together and having a blast and laughing and seeing how out of shape the old guys were. I mean, two things are sore today. My legs and my ego. And if those who don't know, the little team whooped us. Big time. It's the first time in history I think the adults didn't win. And yeah, my legs hurt, my ego hurts. My legs will heal one day. I don't think my ego will. But that's a good thing. But this morning we have one more day for this renew weekend. And we have one more time to come together in worship. We have one more time together to come and talk and see where God can renew our lives. So far this weekend, it's been all about us and God, which is a good thing. We've been focusing on our relationship with God and how that works. And that's where everything starts. But here's the deal, guys. The Christian life is about upward, inward, and outward. Upward, inward, and outward. And so far, we've been talking about upward and inward. Friday, we're talking about upward. Having that relationship restored with God, bringing new life. That's upward. And Micah's talked about last night being filled with the Spirit. That's inward. But there's one more thing we have to talk about. There's one more thing we need to renew. Because we need to renew all three of these areas. We've got to renew this outward. Now, I like campfires. I like fire. First of all, I like playing with fire. It's always fun. But something I always enjoyed, whether it was a camp at Deep Valley or wherever I was, where there was just a bunch of people getting together and we would start a fire and sit around and I would just watch the fire. I like fire. It's passionate. It's powerful. It's consuming. And you think about a fire, how does a fire get put out? There's two ways. Well, something puts it out. You throw something on it that puts the fire out, or you don't feed it. If you let it burn everything up, it's just going to go out itself. And you see, I love this vision, this idea of fire, fresh fire for renew. Because here's the deal. We all get passionate. Fire is passionate. And we all have this fire within us about something. There is something that sits on our heart. There's something that sits on the throne of our hearts, every single one of us. And whatever that is, we get passionate about it. It might be sports, it might be politics, it might be our families, it might be our jobs, but we get fired up about something. And we get passionate about something. I want to ask you guys this morning, are you guys fired up? Are you guys have a passion to serve God and live out His mission for us, the church? Because here's the deal, maybe it's time. We've been renewing everything this weekend. Renewing our life with Christ, renewing our worship with God, being filled with His Spirit. Now, let's renew the outward. Let's renew that fire to be the church, as it's called to be. Maybe what we need is a pep talk. Now, I think I've had every clute naughty boy come up to me this weekend and say, what sports analogy are you going to use this talk? Well, surprise, I'm going to use a sports analogy. So, last night just reminded me of all the glory days of North Street Christian Church basketball. And something I love doing, and not too many teams really did this, is before every game, our team, Coach Roth would bring us out of the gym, away from everybody else, and he'd kind of squeeze us all into this little hallway back at Cubs Hall. And no one would talk to us, no one else would distract us. And what Coach would do every time before a game, he would give us this pep talk. And he would pretty much say, here's your mission. Here's your goal. This is what we set out to do. I'm done teaching you. Yeah, I'm going to be on the sidelines, maybe helping you along the way. But there's nothing else I can teach you. Nothing new. You go out and you do it. And that would fire us up. Nothing, a game wouldn't be right if we didn't have it. That was something we did. It was tradition. We would pray 1, 2, 3 North Street and we would be ready to go. And we would fight. We'd leave that hallway. We'd leave as a team, as one, together, all on the same mission to win the basketball game. And here's the deal. Maybe the church needs a pep talk. And here's the cool thing. We got one. Let's look in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. We get this pep talk. And here's what's going on. This is it. It's time to do work. It's time to go. And here's what Jesus says. This is after Jesus had died and resurrected. This is right before He ascended to heaven. And He calls His team together, away from everybody else. And He gives them this pep talk. Then Jesus, starting in verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." You see, here what we have is Jesus calls His team together. And He says, "Listen, I've taught you everything. I've taught you life. I've taught you love. I've taught you how God wants it to be. Now it's your turn. You go." And He fires up His disciples. He fires up His followers. And it's just like a coach. He's not leaving. No, He's not leaving. He's going to be on the sidelines. He's going to be teaching us. And He's going to be caring for us. And He's going to be helping us, putting us in position to succeed. But He says, go. And church, here's the deal. That go still rings true today. We still have that mission. We still receive this pep talk. And we still have this Jesus. We have our coach guiding us and talking to us and caring for us. And He's trying to fire us up to live for God. It's time to renew that fire. God gave us this mission to share His Son Jesus and to share His love with the entire world. Do you guys have the passion to do that? Is that a fire that burns within your soul that just overflows everybody else? Think about what passion can do. Think about what a fire within somebody can do. It can do stuff in bad ways. You know, I think of Adolf Hitler. He was passionate. He had a fire within him. It wasn't the right one, though. And it led to the killing of hundreds of thousands of people. One of the worst wars our world has ever seen. Man, when you get that right passion, when you get that right fire, the impact you can make is unmeasurable. Think about like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Or from VeggieTales, if you can't remember all those names, Rakshak and Benny. That was so much easier for me. But Rakshak and Benny are fired up for God and they have this passion to live for God. And King Nebuchadnezzar says, "You know what? I'm making this idol about me. And when the music plays, I want everybody in this land to bow down to that idol." Rakshak and Benny said, "Absolutely not. Because my fire is too strong. It burns too bright for the living and only true God." And the penalty to not bow was to be thrown into the fire. And I said, "Do it. Burn us up. Because the fire we have in our souls is better than anything you can do to us." And if you guys know the story, they were thrown in the fire and they were unharmed. Or think of David and Goliath. David had this passion to deliver God's people. And he had this passion to live for God. And he slays the giant, kind of like the little team last night slayed the giant. It's amazing what a fire and a passion can do. Think about others. Think about all the apostles. How every single one of them, but one of them, they were killed for their faith, for their fire, for their passion for Christ. You know, it was Jesus' passion that led Him to the cross. It was His fire to serve His Father. But I think one of my favorite stories about passion, about this fire, and the fire that needs to be renewed in us, is the fire that led to the birth of the church. We're going to be in Acts 2. Acts 2, starting in verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, other languages, as the Spirit enabled them. Here we see this fire, this Holy Spirit. Here's the cool thing, that same Spirit that Micah talked about, that's the same Spirit here. And we are filled with that same Spirit, that same fire. And this fire comes from God. And this fire, this passion that was welling up in their souls led them to start the greatest movement our world has ever seen. The church. God's people, His body. And I love this because we see this fire, and what do they do with it? And we're not going to read everything, but here, I'll tell you what they did with it. They told the story of Jesus. They lived out the Great Commission. They were going. They were telling, listen, we've sinned, we've messed up, we've made bad choices. It's taken life away from us. Jesus came to give it back, fresh water. And when you do this, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, fresh wind. And it was that fresh fire that led them to do this. And that day, for that fire they had from God, 3,000 men and their families came to Christ that day. 3,000 men and their families got new life. 3,000 men and their families were filled with the Spirit. 3,000 men and their families had a renewed life, a renewed fire. And that's what we need here today. I want to ask, what causes us to live out this fire? Why do we do it? Well, the apostles did it, and I do it, and you guys do it. Not for anything we've done, but by first what Christ did for us. You know, Jesus sums up the commandments, the law, in two simple but difficult to live out commandments. Love God with everything you have, and love people just as you would love yourself. That's it. But you see, that love for God and that love from people just doesn't come from within us. Here's where it comes from. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because He first loved us. It's because of the love of Jesus that transforms our lives. It's because of that love that we have that fire to go and share and tell the world about that love. I like to think of a little kid. And you know, moms or dads, you may have done this when your children were real little, is how much do you love me? Mommy, daddy, I love you this much. It's so cute. And you can't help but love them even more because of that. And I think of Jesus when He's on the cross. He says, Brandon, I love you this much. Church, I love you this much. That sparks a fire in me. That renews a passion in me. And it's because of this love, if we accept it, if we accept that new life, if we accept that love from Christ, what this then causes, that causes us to love God back. Think about it. If someone saves your life, you're going to love that person for the rest of your life. And you're going to tell people, listen, this person saved my life. And I don't care. Who knows? I want everyone to know it. And I love this person. That love for Christ, we accept that causes us to love God back. And when we do that, it also creates a fire within us to love others. And here we have a renewed fire. To love the people in this church, to love the people in Butler, to love the people in this world. And we have a renewed fire for the mission of God. To share His love and to share Jesus. Now here's where the fire should start. It should start in this very room right here, right now. You want a renewed fire? You want a renewed passion? It starts right here. This church, North Street and the church of the entire world, should be united together, rooted in love because of what Christ has done for us. The thing I love about the church, and I mentioned this at the men's breakfast, is the church, I can't think of any other place this can happen. The church is the only place that no matter what background you have, this is a place where you're united and we are all one. Doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor, you're black or you're white, if you come from a broken family or a great family. Doesn't matter your status. Doesn't matter if you're from the country or from the city, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. Because Jesus unifies us all. And that's a fire that should be lit with inside us that overflows into this entire room. Guys, do you guys feel united right now? When you look across the aisle or the people in front of you around, do you guys feel like you are a family? Do you guys feel and do you guys realize that we are all in this together? And we need to be there for each other. I love the book of Acts. I'm going to give you guys some homework if you want. Is later in Acts 2, after we read about the Pentecost, read about the Peter and all the apostles preaching, read about that. But look at specifically verses 42 and 48. You can look at it now, you can look at it later, but I want you to really look at that. You know what that is? That's the church. And we read what they're doing is every day they're meeting together. They're meeting at the temple, they're meeting at each other's houses, they're eating together, they're sharing life together, they're loving one another. And if someone had need, they met that need. It's cold, it's winter. If someone needs a coat, we get them a coat. Someone's sick, they don't have the energy to cook, we bring them a meal. Someone's in the hospital, we go see them. If someone needs some water, we give them water. If someone's in the jail, we go see them. That's the church. And here's what's cool about that. You read in Acts 2 that they're doing this. They're unified together as the church. They weren't secluded to the outside because we read many were coming to them and joining it with them every day. New people were coming to the church. Their fire for Christ, their fire for one another, the unified, overflowed into their communities that caused people to say, I want a part of that. Now here's the deal, church. Here's the deal, North Street. We're never, ever going to reach our community until we are united in here. If this is the vision, if there's division, no one wants to be a part of that. But when they see us loving on one another and truly being one together as the body of Christ, as God intended, and they see that fire within us, they want a part of that, I promise you. We're never going to reach Butler until we're united. Where is the fire like that? And with that fire, we need to then love the world. We love in here and it overflows out there. Kind of like Mike was talking about last night. That spirit that's filling us is overflowing to everybody else. I would love to see a wave of love just hit Butler. They have no idea it's coming. See what happens. You know, here's what a question I want to ask you. If someone doesn't know Christ, this is going to test the way you feel about this mission. This is going to test your fire right now. If someone doesn't know Christ, and you know they don't have a relationship, they don't have this new life, they're not filled with the Spirit, how does it make you feel? Is it one of those things where you just say, you know what, I feel bad for them, I'll pray for them, but that's about it? Or is there a passion within you? Is there a fire within you that says, man, I wish I could show you. I'm going to try to show you with everything I have, the way I live, the way I act, the way I serve, the way I love. I want to show you what life is all about. Where is that passion? Where is that fire? When I graduated last May, the president of my school, it was his last graduating speech because he was retiring. And he took that opportunity to speak for over an hour. And I was uncomfortable. It was hot. I'm wearing this huge gown and I'm sweating. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But then he said something. This is the only thing I remember him saying. But this thing has changed my life. He tells us, and he's one of those like lecturers, so he's reading everything. Then all of a sudden he stops and looks and steps to the side and said, you know what? Graduating class, you're never going to change anything until you become intolerant to it. North Street Christian Church, you are never going to change anything until you become intolerant to it. Until we hate, until we can't stand the sight of seeing Butler apart from Christ, it's never going to change. Where's that fire? It's kind of like if you're sitting on a plane and you know this plane is going to crash. And you have this parachute. You're going to look kind of goofy sitting there like this. All kind of hunched over. And you see like people, like first class walks by. Weirdo. I'm going to sit up here in first class. You enjoy that weird seat. And you see everybody else and they're walking by like, you look absolutely ridiculous right now. This plane's going to be fine. We'll be all right. But if you know the outcome and you have just a bunch of parachutes sitting there, aren't you going to try your hardest to say, listen, I know what's going to happen. Here's a parachute. Take it, take it, take it. Even though they might say no, that's not going to stop you from asking. Now, here's the deal. Jesus says every single one of us is going to take up our cross. And you're going to look a little goofy with it. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. It's not what the world expects to see. But wouldn't you do anything to give that cross to somebody else to say, listen, here's life. Doesn't matter if they say no, you are doing whatever you can because of the passion, the fire that burns inside of you to say, listen, you need this. You need this life from Christ. Where's that fire? I love the woman at the well, and it's so crazy how this whole thing worked out, is that the woman at the well was mentioned every night. I'm going to mention it again. It's like this verse, this passage of Scripture was made for this week, and it was made to teach us about renewal. And what's great is that we talked about Friday night how this woman at the well got this new life, fresh water. And Mike has talked about in that passage how the Spirit and the fresh wind and all that kind of stuff. And here's the coolest thing about the woman at the well. Remember how she was lonely and no one wanted to hang out with her? And she left the old life at that well that day. You know what she did with the new life? She went, and that fire was so strong, it overflowed to everybody. She's like, let me tell you about this Jesus. I think He's the Messiah, the one we've been waiting for. I've got to tell you about Him. And she was the first evangelist in her area. The woman that no one wanted to hang out or talk to or be around became the one who could bridge the gap from them to Christ, the Messiah, and give them life. That's awesome. And she had this passion. She had this fire. And it was a beautiful thing to see. Do we need a renewed fire? Do we need a renewed passion for this church and for this community? Maybe we all do. And it's going to start with you and me accepting that love from Christ. Accepting that life and letting His Spirit just pour into us so it overflows and it turns into this fire, this passion that overflows to everybody around us. And when we do that, what it's going to do is it's going to overflow into Butler. It's going to overflow into Indiana. It's going to overflow into Wisconsin. It's going to overflow into this entire world. And this world's not going to know what hit it. And Jesus is going to come and He's going to save us. And He's going to save the day. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. And we have the privilege to be a part of that church. We have the privilege of working within God's kingdom to share His love, to share that life. And I have a fire to share that with everybody. It kills me to know if someone doesn't know Christ. And if I read the obituaries, I wonder, do you know Christ? Is He going to be in heaven right now? It kills me because I have a fire because they need to know. Do you want them to know? This fire is something fierce. And we cannot let this fire go out. I talked about the campfire. Here's the same thing with us. We cannot let this fire go out because that's when sin creeps in. That's when we lose track of what we're supposed to do. And just like how you put a campfire out by putting something on it or not feeding it, the same is with the fire within us. We can put the fire out by just not focusing on Christ and letting sin creep in. That's going to smother that fire really quick. But look at how the fire starts. The fire starts because of the love of Christ. And He creates that spark. And sometimes what happens with fires, and this is what kids like to do. We're crazy like that. We like to take gasoline or something like that and throw it on the fire and just let it go, woo, and just real big for a brief moment because it's awesome. And that's what's happening this weekend. We're just throwing some gasoline on this fire so it just burns bright for a little bit. But here's the deal. I fly out of here this afternoon. Micah and his wife will leave soon too. And you go back to everyday life. Doesn't mean the fire goes out. How do you keep a fire going? You put some logs on it. You let it feed into that. You keep feeding the fire. Guys, you have a responsibility to feed your fire. And it starts with digging into the Word and building that relationship with God and letting Him fill you with the Spirit. And that's going to make the fire keep burning and burning bright. And that's what's going to cause it to overflow into everybody else. And that should keep your fire going. This at all should keep your fire going. Last time I checked, there's a lot of people out there who don't know Christ. So the way I look at it, there's a lot of wood to keep my fire lit. Because those people need to know. Guys, we've got to keep our fire going. We've got to renew this passion, this fire. Maybe what we need is a simple spark to get it going again. I think of Peter, and I'm going to close today talking about this Peter, this amazing apostle, this follower of Christ. Now, Peter, before the crucifixion, denied Christ three times. And Jesus predicted, he's like, listen, Peter, you're going to deny me, that you even know me three times tonight. And Peter's like, absolutely not, God. I will die before that ever happens. And sure enough, here it comes. You, Peter, you were with him. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I was never with that Jesus. A little after that, another person said, you surely were with him. Yeah, we've seen you with him. I have no idea what you're talking about. I think you mixed me up with some other guy. I don't know this Jesus. And the third time, he says it, and then someone says, yeah, you were with him. Your accent, you were from the area, yeah, you definitely were with that Jesus. He says, absolutely not, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea who that Jesus is. And if I'm lying, bring on the curse of hell. We deny Christ the same way. Just like Peter did. We make choices, we sin, and that denies Christ. We've all done it. But here's the cool thing about Peter and about us. Jesus loved Peter so much, and through the cross, Peter could be renewed. And through the cross, we could be renewed. And in the coolest way, I love this, the way Jesus renewed Peter is after the resurrection, they're sitting around this fire. And Jesus reinstates Peter, and he creates this spark, and this is what he does. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. I love you. Feed my lambs. Then again, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. You know I love you. Take care of my sheep. And the third time, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I do. Feed my sheep. And what that did, I truly believe that day, is that created that spark in Peter and that renewed his fire. And the legacy of Peter is this. Peter was the main preacher at Pentecost that day that brought 3,000 people to Christ. And Peter was the one that evangelized to hundreds and thousands of people. And he let his love for Christ overflow in this community. And he took care of the church and it overflowed to one another. And they were united. They were loving one another. Because of that fire that was within him. So here's the deal, North Street. Maybe we need a little bit of a spark. Maybe we need renewed. So I want to ask you three questions, and I want you guys to answer honestly. North Street Christian Church, North Street Christian Church, do you love Jesus? Feed his lambs. North Street Christian Church, and let me hear you if you believe it. Do you love Jesus? Take care of his sheep. North Street Christian Church, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Feed his sheep. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this weekend. And I want to echo Habakkuk, Lord, and what he was saying. Lord, we remember what you used to do. Lord, we remember those days, Lord, when your glory was filled everywhere and the church was spreading and the church was just being renewing all these lives, Lord. I pray right here, right now, that you would renew that passion in us today, that we can renew our lives and we can renew this church and we can renew this community through you, through the love that you have for us. God, thank you so much for the cross. Thank you so much for Jesus. That He says, North Street, I love you this much. Let that transform us. Lord, thank you for new life, fresh water. Thank you for your Spirit, fresh wind. Thank you for this fresh fire that burns within us to live in your command, to go and share your love, share your Son with the world. In your name we pray. Amen.